in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Tribhangi has always worked within the framework of cultural diversity and social cohesion and notions of, and also anti-racism, you know, premise. So we've all, the work is that, that is the bottom line. That's where we take our inspiration from. We're also inspired by what happens in our environments, and when, you know, when there's a lot of things, dissent happens within our communities. I think it's important for us as artists, we have a responsibility to make people aware of our common humanity. That's where we are coming with this particular production. Of course, we have to show where we came from. It's broken into segments that influenced our lives. And of course, the history is already there. All we're doing is we're using it as a backdrop.
Speaking of that, take us through how this production also acknowledges South African stalwarts and underpins our country's deep and rich history.
Yes, I thought it was very important that people of Indian origin should be highlighted in this particular production, because I think it's important from a historical point of view as well as educational point of view that we celebrate our stalwarts that also fought in the struggle and also were part of the struggle. I think we don't highlight that enough in our lives.
What a great tribute, even as we commemorate Human Rights Day, a very significant day on the South African calendar. How do we expect to see this translate in the form of art on stage?
So the company has always been an integrated one, and we have always worked towards trying to find the connectedness and promote harmony in all our work that we do. And in this particular production, it's a mixed cast. And we've also introduced visuals, you know, audio and visuals to fill the gaps of the story that dance is limited in doing. So we've used a lot of other mediums to enhance the story. And of course, the dancers do sing and they do act as well as they performing, of course.
When and where will the production be performed?
Okay, so it's at the Joburg Theatre, the Lesedi Theatre that is within the complex of the Joburg Theatre. And the opening night is on the 23rd of March, and it goes on till the 26th of March. We have two matinee performances on the Saturday and the Sunday at 3 o'clock, because we do understand that people don't want to travel out at night. The Thursday and Friday, it's at 7:30 in the evening. And we really would love people to support this. You know, there's not enough theater happening. There's not enough dance happening that are telling our stories. And we would really love for people to come and support us and to keep the arts going so that our artists can survive.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.